Hey everybody, it's the Jesus, I always start the wrong way, so it's still grainy audio. This is Jeremy. That's Kevin laughing at me, boggling the intro again in the background.
I guess I'm used to doing intros. Maybe I should keep on doing them when I get you aboard now.
Apparently, this is a bragging rights preview show. This is where we talk about the pay-per-view and how it's not going to be good in most cases. So, I don't think this is going to be any exception. So,
I'm looking forward to at least one match.
yeah. Well, I'm sure this isn't the one, but let's get this started so we can avoid. And this, as Kevin and I figured out before this show only has five matches. So, there's like a lot to talk about, but not a lot of content to actually like go on about. So,
Nope. Plus,
yeah.
has this been like a 3 week layover that they've gone in between?
Yeah. It's very short. Because this is supposed to be Cyber Sunday, I believe.
And that would have made so much more
Either,
sense,
well, I'm sorry, either this one
considering.
or the one before was. I can't remember.
It's just silly. What? Survivor Series is next month, and this is essentially the same thing.
Yeah, but we've got about a month. Well, yeah, we'll get to that in a second, though. But we've got
Okay.
about a month before Survivor Series, at least. It's the 22nd of November, so
Right.
it's almost 30 days for a change. So,
Yeah, and this
but
just does feel so rushed, just
yeah,
for any pay-per-view.
well, then we got a 3 week layover for the next one, the TLC pay-per-view.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Why did you even need to say that?
Yeah, and then we got a nice 5 or 6 week layover before Royal Rumble, though. Which, funny enough, the Rumble is in Atlanta again, I believe. So,
Oh, yes.
yes. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's just start with the first one that comes to mind, the warm up match for us as well. This is the SmackDown Divas versus the Raw Divas, a 3-on-3. On one side is Gail Kim, Kelly, and Melina. The other
The
side
Raw.
is Michelle McCool, Beth Phoenix, and oh my God, Natalya.
For SmackDown.
Yes. So,
Just in case people aren't paying attention, which seems to be the large sentiment.
yes. I don't know, man. This is one of those classic, oh shit, we gotta get some women on this thing match.
Yeah. The one, and going back to Dusty and I's staying positive audio earlier this week, the one plus I see to this match is the fact that they actually have three face divas against three heel divas.
Yeah, but they've been making Beth out to be a tweener or a face on SmackDown, though. Sorta.
Well, she was all for, she didn't really challenge Michelle McCool, though.
Oh no, she did this week.
No, did she?
Oh yeah, there was a backstage segment. Mickey was talking to Mae Young, who they trot out whenever they're in Columbia here. Michelle interrupted, and then Mickey
Oh.
left. And as she turned around, Beth was behind Michelle McCool, and said, "Blah blah blah blah, I'm coming for your title."
Oh.
Yeah, and
Okay.
then Mae Young smacked Michelle McCool.
Yeah, I saw it, but I was listening to the Penguins game
Ah.
and trying to read the closed caption, so I guess I kind of missed out on
I
that
gotcha.
part of that.
But this is going to be the theme of this show, to me at least. This is just underwhelming. I mean, I just saw Gail Kim lose on Superstars to Kelly Kelly.
Yeah, I
I
don't
was
know.
I was shocked when that happened. Except when they said that Kelly Kelly's parents were in the crowd or whatever,
Well,
or
that
family.
and the crowd reaction for her is way up. We can state how. I mean, she's getting better, but she still is definitely not the better of the two wrestlers in
No.
that exchange. But she is far more popular than Gail Kim is.
Oh, well, yeah, but she's been around longer, and they've also given Kelly Kelly a push. I mean, Gail
Yeah.
Kim's gotten nothing, and from the second she showed up, the crowd was kind of like, "Well, who's this?" And they expected you to know who it was based off of her being in TNA.
Well, that, and they've kind of been lackadaisical about glossing over what her past was, even in the WWE.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Ross always mentioned she's a former world champion, or former women's world champion. Okay, and that's it. I mean,
yeah.
But no, it's I don't get it.
Yeah, they really should have wrestled like a tag match against Layla and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to let them both get a win going into the pay-per-view against, you know, not all the divas are on there. They could have thrown two of them together. And
yeah, but if you're not a tall blonde, you're not getting pushed. So, and you can try and contradict it with Melina, but who else is on Raw now? They moved Beth Phoenix and Mickie James out. Jillian Hall doesn't count. I mean, fucking Jigsaw. That's what Jillian should be called from now on.
I still don't understand what the thing is with Melina.
No.
I'm not quite sure how she keeps on keeping title belts. She's got to have the proverbial pictures of, like, you know, Vince McMahon raping Hornswoggle or something.
Well, I think there's another reason, but we'll just... speaking of keeping title belts and the reasons why, on the other side is Michelle McCool, who's got one of the sweetest bodies going. I mean, that tall, like, really, really no body fat look, I kind of like now. I wasn't all for it at first.
Right.
On chicks. But those titties have got to look disastrous. I mean, in the flesh. They've got to look awful. That's the only thing I think of her when I see her.
Well, and I just always see, like, that gap in between. And, if those things get unleashed.
I mean, and even in a bra that pushes them together, there's still an inch to inch and a half gap there. Yikes. That's not to speak to her talent, because I don't know. The what was she, the human heat killer or something like that? I can't remember.
I always call her the black hole of charisma.
That's it. Yeah, thank you. No matter what she does, it's horrible.
Yeah, I continually say I think she's pretty good in the ring, but she's just a fucking... She sucks the life out of any segment that she's in.
Yeah. Oh, you should have saw the whole slap thing with her and Beth, and her and Mae Young was hilarious. She goes, "Shut up, Mae," and Mae smacks her. And Mae Young doesn't know where she's at anyways. So you can't depend on her to carry a segment. So you put her in there with Michelle McCool. Holy shit. It was awful. But, and then you got Natalya in this match. I know I'm trying to keep this going because this one's, I'm dying on this one. Natalya, who rarely wrestles, so who cares?
Well, I think that's why I pointed out the fact that at least they have three heels on that team. Like, well, and I don't know, it kind of ties in with the old switcheroo that they pulled, too. I don't know if you kind of want to segue into that or want to leave that match for later.
Which, what, the bragging rights match itself?
We'll
do that in a little bit.
Okay, but she's really, along with the Hart Dynasty, has been kind of beaten down quite severely within the last month. Like, just when they looked like they were getting, like, some type of a push there, and they got a win back over Crime Time, it's like, oh, okay, they're getting somewhere.
And then nothing.
and then they lose another three straight matches to Crime Time in one format or another. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, and, her fortunes are kind of tied to theirs since they... I don't know why they don't have her wrestle any matches.
Well, because she's not that good. I saw some of her Florida Championship wrestling matches, and, they were okay at best. So, it's just... Maybe with Beth and Mickey being there now, that'll help. If she feuds with them, wrestles them, that may be able to help them. I don't know. Boy,
I mean, I guess I didn't think she was all that terrible, really.
No, she's not. She's just
limited
okay.
action that I saw. That's better than most of the women they have. So
I know that's where I was going to lose that. I was going to lose that this whole point. So I thought of that too. But no, well, she also isn't. She's blonde. She's got those like short girl implants. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just the half body with the. I mean, it's just it's not what she's not Kelly Kelly or no. Sable or Tori Wilson. So it's just kind of like they don't know what to do with her.
Yeah,
because she's considered fat apparently. I mean, well, the way they treat Mickey James, wouldn't you say that's? I mean.
Oh, yeah, when Dusty brought that up in the one post, I was like, huh? People think she's fat? Like, just when I start saying, hey, she's added just enough weight back to look extremely hot. God.
No, I mean, that's how... never mind.
I am not opposed to having a little bit of extra meat on the bones.
Yeah.
So...
All right, but in this match, my fearless prediction for this match... Beth Phoenix cost her team the match by attacking Michelle McCool, and that sets up Survivor Series. That'll set up a Survivor Series match, or at least some sort of TV match.
No.
So.
Yeah. Well. My fearless prediction is well, you know, just because Melina seems to be winning everything under the sun, she pins like Natalya or something like that, and we're all good to go.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, but I think the crux of it will come from Beth doing something to cost her team part of it
the
too,
because
she's only out for herself. So I mean, this is the feel good one. So
gotcha.
All right. Next match. This is the one I'm looking forward to, which means it'll be about 10 minutes. Morrison versus Miz.
Yep. That's exactly what I was talking about myself.
Yeah. And this is the thing. They haven't built this up properly. And the reason being is they didn't do any video packages. They didn't do anything explaining the history of these two. I mean... They've said, well, yeah, they were tag team partners. They were partners at one time. Well, okay, but I want to see more. I mean, 14-0. I want to see more and more to build this match up, to make it special. I mean,
yeah.
And if you're not going to make it special, then don't have it. I mean, I don't care if it's for bragging rights or for the Intercontinental or United States belt. I don't care. There was more to this match. So.
Yeah, and I mean, they never really... did they have, like, a match or something like that after they broke up?
I don't believe... No, like, after they broke up, no.
Okay. I feel like they had one before Morrison got shipped to SmackDown or something like that, but... Like, on that last... You know how they had that last blow-off show on Raw when they're like, oh, they get to have one more match here before
they
get to
their
other
brand. Yeah, and then Miz attacked them afterwards, yeah.
Okay. Well, anywho, regardless, yeah, I mean, there's been enough time that they really should have recapped it. The only thing that they did do, which they did right, and I thought was probably the best, what the fuck was their show name?
The Dirt Sheet.
The Dirt Sheet. Mm-hmm. I did like their little Dirt Sheet bickering that they had last week on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Especially when... And when Morrison started calling the Miz Huskies.
I missed that. That's kind of funny, actually. I missed that one. I don't know. I've read interviews where Morrison said that they could have a classic match or a great match if they're allowed to do whatever they want or they're allowed to do their own match.
Yeah.
So it already sounds like there's already going to be someone interfering in how this match goes. And tell them to tone it down. Do this, and
yeah, they're too low on the depth chart not to have to listen to somebody. Unfortunately,
yeah. No, I don't know. I was when I heard that they were going to fight these two, I was like, cool. Or these two were going to fight, I was like, awesome. Then they can, you know, I was waiting for the verbal battles, just you know, like I said, video packages, backstage interviews. I mean, they've interviewed, they've talked, but I just wanted more. I mean. Just expected more of it, and
right.
It never came. So,
yeah.
And I guess this has kind of tarnished my anticipation for it.
That, and I mean, it kind of goes back to that whole, there's only been 3 weeks, like, And what? They didn't announce this match the first week. Did they announce this the
Mm-mm.
first week after the
No, sorry.
pay-per-view?
I think they announced it on WWE.com, not on
Okay.
TV.
Yeah, so it's like they gave themselves one
Or
less
was it on
week of build
SmackDown?
up too. I mean, they really, you know, if you waited a week to announce matches for the next pay-per-view for this one, there was nothing you could really do to build it up properly, and this one fell into that category.
Yeah, which doesn't mean that this doesn't have the potential to be a very good match, and that it's not going to be a show stealer. But with their position on the card, no way. I just don't see
Yeah.
how there's a chance.
If this thing goes 15 minutes, I would be fairly shocked.
If this goes 10 minutes, I'll be fairly shocked.
Yeah.
I mean,
So,
I
yeah.
think 15's unreasonable to even expect that. Which is, I mean, it's
Well,
sad, but
yeah, I was gonna say, realistically, it'd probably be between 10 and 12, I hope, but, you know, I think you might be right,
yeah.
unfortunately. So that really, unfortunately, like when they're given that little time, like the whole show stealer thing really doesn't come into play.
And I also see the Miz winning this one cheaply somehow. But one thing I don't remember is this for this isn't for either one of the belts, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I
I didn't
do
think so
think
either.
that you're right, that it's just for bragging rights.
Stupid. All right. Yeah. Well, then
We see
I'm
how many
definitely
times we
going
can
with
say
Miz
that in
winning.
this fucking show.
Yeah. No, I can see Miz winning so that they can set up Survivor Series so they can be on opposite teams and all that kind of gobbledygook. So instead of just settling it once and for all, whatever cliches you want to use.
Yep.
So, all right. What else is on this damn show?
Plus, fuck, the Miz needs that win more than Morrison does, that's
Yes,
for
that's
sure.
a big thing. And plus, they had Morrison roll over Mike Knox, in case anyone forgot about him. All right, so the next match, let's just go with Orton and Cena. Why not?
Yeah, I think we should do an Iron Man preview of this match, 1 hour
No.
just on this match.
Nope. We're giving this about 3 minutes. I mean, what else can be said about this goddamn match? I mean, this is message board fodder. I mean, how many times are we gonna have to watch this? I mean, because all right, if Cena, I mean, I can't remember. Is there a stipulation if Cena wins? Because can't Orton just say I get another shot again? I mean, I'm trying to remember
Yeah.
if they said something about that.
I don't think that there is.
Because for fuck's sake, man. I mean, I don't know. It's just the booking of this is backwards. This match should have been before Hell in a Cell.
Like, to make this match seem more impressive than Hell in a Cell has been an interesting job. That Michael Cole and Jerry the King Lawler are not in any way fit to
No.
do.
No. I was like, Jim Ross has to get old Stroke Face back out there and call some matches, because, I mean, ugh. That shit on Friday with Lawler and Michael Cole calling SmackDown was just, I couldn't take it.
Yeah, that was a lot of the reason I was listening to the Penguins game while watching
As
SmackDown.
soon as I heard vintage CM Punk, I was like, seriously? He's gone the vintage line with CM Punk already? At least I believe it was Punk. Who knows?
Yeah, well, that and I was already ready to die. I wanted to kill Mitchell earlier this week. Anytime that you have to say that a match is a classic multiple
It's not.
times during the match. Yeah, exactly. It is not a classic. Like,
I'd
if
say
you're
if
in
you
the
ever
mid.
have to, if you ever have to say a match is classic, it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
You just know. As soon as the thing ends, you're just sitting there going, "Holy shit! What like Undertaker
Undertaker
Michaels?"
Michaels.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody needed to say that that was a
No.
classic. Jim Ross, during that match, did not say it was a fucking classic.
Yeah.
And there's good reason, because he had to fucking call a great match.
Yeah. I mean, unless he may have said it afterwards, but even then, it was just like, yeah, He's only saying what everyone at home
knows.
What everyone at home was saying. But no, I mean, there's nothing to talk about in this thing. I mean, there's no possible. I mean, I don't know. It would be awesome if Cena lost and went to SmackDown, and somehow SmackDown gave up CM Punk or Undertaker or somebody. I don't know. I mean, just to change up Raw, so maybe make it watchable. But even one wrestler is not going to make Raw watchable. So
no. And if CM Punk goes back over there, he's going to get his nuts chopped off anyway. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, it's unfortunately, Raw may be the spot for him now.
Well, they have no other heels aside from Randy Orton. That's why Randy Orton is in all of these matches.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Swagger, they cut the legs out from. They made Mark Henry into a living Kool-Aid man, all smiles and wearing red. Hey, Kool-Aid, when he walks out. I'm like, what the fuck, man? He came out, and he was a badass. When he beat Randy Orton, and the crowd was going nuts for him. I mean, that was like the weirdest thing I've seen in a long time. They bought him as a badass, and then the next day, I mean, you might as well put the two dots and the big-ass smile on there and put a handle on his side. Jesus.
Frost his hair white.
Christ. I don't know.
Either that or just do his chest hair white so that where the opening is for the top of the Kool-Aid is home. Oh,
Christ. That'd be great. He's just busting through walls to save people. And MVP just looks at him, and then Mark Henry goes, don't say it. So, but no, I mean, win or lose, this is not the last time we're going to see this. I don't care what they said, and it's not going to help Raw at all. So,
and I just not. Don't see how Cena does not win this either. Like, unless they do another trade, which is just like, wow, we have fucked up so bad on the draft that we've already had two trades, and now we're going to have another guy leave one brand. Well, and on top of the whole fucking, oh, yeah, by the way, somehow, some way, Batista got out of his contract because he was fucking injured.
Yeah, what kind of horseshit excuse was that? And let's just go on to the next match, the World Heavyweight Championship Fatal 4-Way.
Okay.
All right. And what kind of bullshit was that? He's like, my contract expired. I'm going to SmackDown. Okay, I understand that there's no Raw general manager, but isn't that a glaring oversight by management then?
By even one of the GMs, the guest GMs or guest hosts, should have been smart enough to catch on to the fact that, you know, like, oh, yeah, like, shouldn't they have gotten some heads up, hey, Batista's going to be coming back next week or in the next month or something like that?
Well, for Christ's sake, they make trades, so...
Yeah, so, yeah, someone should have been aware enough, like, oh, he isn't signed, maybe we should do something about that. It's like why the fucking Pirates are still wallowing in fucking defeat right now. Oh, yeah, Barry Bonds, we couldn't have gotten anything for him in a fucking trade.
Or Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla, yeah, we couldn't have gotten anything for him in a trade. And, like, yeah, Batista, oh, no, we couldn't have gotten anything for him in a trade. Fuck, trade him to ECW and get some prospects, for God's sakes, if we're going to keep with the baseball analogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I mean, look, I mean, just Raw's had its chances. They got Swagger. They could have used him. They had MVP, you know, whatever. But I don't know. Well, I mean, losing Batista wasn't a good thing. They should have lost somebody else, but whatever. But as it goes to this match, it makes sense. I mean, I don't know.
No, this match is just... Well, I mean, A, they did announce it right away on SmackDown, so I guess... But the hype has been so bad that on the audio on Tuesday, I forgot that Batista was in this match.
Yeah.
I said, oh, maybe Batista can win his way into the bragging rights team by beating Drew McIntyre or Eric Escobar.
Ugh. What a horrible... gimmick, like, look that guy has, too. It's awful. I know we kind of jumped around between two different matches here, but I mean, he's not in one, but he came out and there wasn't even like a Razor Ramon sort of anything to him. I mean, yeah. I expected maybe, like, you know, going back to a Razor Ramon, like the flashy, like, sequins, like colorful trunks, boots. No, just black.
Well, and they talk about his slick back hair, and I'm like, his hair isn't fucking long enough to really be slick back.
It's just down.
Yeah, it's like saying, oh, yeah, Kevin, you have your hair slicked down tonight. Okay, sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's good he's with Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah. The heat magnet, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, he just sucks. Anyways, all right, let's stick to the Fatal 4-Way. Hang on. All right. Here's the problem with this Fatal 4-Way. First, The Undertaker's never explained himself. Yeah, he doesn't have to. But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense why they don't want Undertaker to be champion if all the kids love him. I mean, if everyone loves him. I don't get why. They've never explained why CM Punk and Teddy Long and Scott Armstrong did all this stuff.
And, yeah.
And why Vince isn't like, what are you doing? And then, I mean, Viz, I love controversy. Well, that's kind of a fucking retarded thing to do, because...
No, Vince's whole character just doesn't make sense. It's like, he sets everything up, but then blames Teddy Long for everything. It's like,
well, I think
that's,
I mean, that's part of it. It's supposed to be kind of funny, I guess. Like, you know, like he causes Teddy all of his problems. Like the neighbor in like a 70s or early 80s sitcom.
Oh. And then,
I think that's what they're going for.
Wow. That is how awful that's been, is that I could not even think that much. I'm like, oh, okay, that does kind of make a little bit of sense, I suppose.
You know, because, like, and the reason, it dawned on me when he goes, why would you want to make The Undertaker mad? And why would you want to do this? And then he goes, all right, this is what you're going to do. And it just made the situation worse. I mean, and I'm sure you can sit there and go, well, he's trying to set up Teddy Long, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, yeah, but I don't know. But no, but that whole situation has taken away from the main event, this main event.
Yeah.
And then
they've spent more time on trying to get the belt back on CM Punk for this past SmackDown than they have hyping this match. Because and Rey and Batista having their, hey, we want to fuck each other in the ass moments.
Well, and that's what I was going to get
to. Has not helped remotely. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's... And that was the other thing that kind of dawned on me. They've both been saying, well, until I beat you at the title match for the title... Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, but again, that's how awful the build-up's been, is that I've kind of forgotten. Those moments have just been atrocious.
Well, see, but that's what I'm hoping that means Batista and Rey are going to feud, or at least Batista's going to turn on him, and then maybe free up. I mean, you know what? I don't want to see Punk wrestle Undertaker anymore if Undertaker's not going to give it all. And yeah, he's given a little bit, but not enough in the CM Punk stuff. He just hasn't.
Right.
So if they want to have, the Undertaker wants to have his last masturbation session, fine. Go ahead. You're the king dog. You know, SmackDown was great before you came back, and it's been average at the best since. So let him and Batista fumble around the ring by themselves, and then get that fucking CM Punk and Rey Mysterio feud going already. It would be better with the title, you know, in the balance or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But if it's not, that's fine too. Just make it happen already.
Yeah. Yeah, when Punk mentioned that as his dream match at WrestleMania, I'm like, damn, that match will be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember talking about that before, when Mysterio got suspended. We were like, holy shit, this is tailor-made for CM Punk now.
There's that too.
Yes. So it is ripe right now. I mean, and until they break up Jericho and Big Show, I mean, it's, you can't have Jericho fighting anybody, anything like that. So
they're kind of down a major heel on SmackDown, and
Kane doesn't fill the bill. So
on a 1 month basis he does, but that's about it.
Yeah, but No, see, and that's why, like, that's the only intrigue in this match is if Batista's finally going to turn on Rey. I mean, it's only, there's no way they're turning Rey. The guy sells too many kitty masks and t-shirts. Where Batista, you know, the kids like him, but not as much. He doesn't sell the merch.
No, he really doesn't have as much merchandise to sell.
And the way WWE is going with every segment has a plug for some sort of merch now. It's embarrassing, too. I mean, the DX stuff, at least they kind of do it, like really heavy-handed, like over the top, almost.
And even plus, they've been doing it for so long,
yeah,
too.
It's still old, like, though. Don't get me wrong. It's still old.
Yeah.
But then, like, Batista and Rey are talking in the locker room, and Rey's like, yeah, man, just watch your DVD. Oh, go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself with a DVD and then go away. Jesus. It's embarrassing. But, I mean, it's embarrassing because we're not the target audience. We're not some fucking idiot 9-year-old who's like, oh, Rey watched it. I want to go watch it.
But even then, it's just like... I think I said this to Dusty last week. They could still write it better. Like, there's no reason that it should be this bad. Like, I can understand and go with, hey, it's not being written for people our ages, but I think
it's
I can appreciate.
No.
You know, I mean, I watch cartoons, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And ones that kids are supposed to watch. And they're well written.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no reason that they can't do something that would at least, I should be able to go, okay, I understand why they're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not even accomplishing that much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, remember, it started with Steve Austin where every pay-per-view would have a new shirt. But he never came out and was like, you can buy my new shirt and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, no, they have not had a cash cow like Austin.
No, Cena's been there, but not, I mean, nowhere near. There's no chance it's anywhere near what Austin did.
Cena's the closest, but yeah, he's... God, I haven't had to do a review of his new shirt every month. God, if I would have been doing that article when Steve Austin was around, he would have kept me fucking employed practically.
Well, the bad thing is, he would have one shirt on TV, and he'd have 10 others on the website. And he was a fucking genius. I mean,
yeah.
People bought that shit up, man. So,
oh, no, okay.
I forgot.
As we keep on getting away from the match.
Well, no, it has something to do with this, because when Rey was talking about the DVD, it was kind of like, okay, they're just setting it up for a further heel turn, so.
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even think about that, but that's really, they could really use that, especially if they are going to keep Jericho and Big Show together.
Yeah.
And they did a good job of not having them fight too much for Big Show to earn his keep to be on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And they've generally avoided each other since then, and Jericho hasn't turned on him verbally at all.
which actually goes into my theory for the main event. So, but to wrap this one up, because there's really not much. I mean, I don't want to talk about the Undertaker. So, good for him. I don't know who wins this. It almost seems like it's set for the Undertaker, but the way he beat CM Punk. I don't think he's going to do it, but it's like, and they didn't even build the intrigue in this of, well, you know, McMahon was talking about putting Bullet Bob in the, Hall of Fame, but they never made it clear he had to do something in that match.
Because,
you know, he's like, well, we got to talk, and that was it. And then, you know, they had the little snide comments backstage.
Right.
But who knows? I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is just the writer in me that I've seen too many TV shows, but that there was a behind the scenes conversation and something will happen with this, but
gotcha. Yeah, so. I don't know. I think the Undertaker ends up retaining. You know, yeah.
I was almost hoping Ray would,
especially if Batista wins the belt, you know, or turns on Ray. I don't see any way that. Undertaker couldn't keep it.
I'm almost hoping Ray wins so they can do the Batista turn, get Batista and Undertaker feuding again, and then, you know, go to our eventual Ray CM Punk feud, our fanboy feud. So, all right, then we got the last match. They wiped out the entire SmackDown team yesterday. Friday on SmackDown, yes.
For an even less enthusiastic lineup for SmackDown.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like they've got Jericho and Kane. And then you got DX and Big Show. And you've got, and then like Scrubs, really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because, at least the other guys, R-Truth has been just mauled by Drew McIntyre for the past 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy, as Dusty and I discussed, is pretty much being held on to because they want Jeff Hardy to come back, depending upon what happens with the charges.
Well, Matt Hardy has been mauled by cholesterol and Doritos, so...
Well, yeah, him and Hurricane Helms evidently go to the same dojo as fucking Samoa Joe. where they do too much. They're like, oh, yeah, eat 5,000 calories and only burn off 2,000
and only burn
working
off
out.
It's pretty bad. Most athletes ask for water, and they ask for cookie dough. It's like, just give me a piece of that. That works. I don't think it was a Saturday Night Live sketch, actually. Oh, well, I thought I had something original, but that's a Saturday Night Live sketch. Oh, well. I don't know. I don't get the point of this match. If it was actual bragging rights, Raw would have DX, Big Show, Cena, Orton, and somebody else. And SmackDown would have Jericho,
Batista, Ray.
Undertaker, Ray, and CM Punk, and somebody else's.
Yeah, and plus, it's just such a weird mishmash. Like, you know, they kind of played up the dissension on each team a little bit. But then, like, when the replacement team got named for SmackDown, everybody was just, like, hunky-dory backstage, like the Hart Dynasty.
They were hugging. Tyson Kidd and R-Truth were hugging each other.
Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind the whole Kane Jericho thing going, no, you guys have to prove yourself or something. I mean, that was kind of a dick move, and it was well needed, but.
Right.
Yeah. And Matt Hardy, it really seems like he struggles to move. Like, he's just, like the proverbial tick that's going to pop. Everything on him just looks swollen and stiff when he does moves now. It's really, really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it's like he really tried to rush coming back, and now that he's back, like, on the roster, like, he doesn't have the time to really get himself back into shape.
Yeah, it's like, motherfucker, get on a treadmill.
Yeah, either that or, you know, give him a couple of weeks. Well, of course, you know, it sounds Keller-ish, but give him a couple of weeks off. Don't let him, tell him, get the fuck back into shape, motherfucker.
Yeah, but
you know,
like,
and plus, like, what was it? His appendix or something like that? He had a couple of stomach issues.
Yeah, he tore his abdominal cavity or wall or some shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Maybe that's not completely healed. That's another reason, just another reason to give him that couple of weeks off. Like, I thought he was fine in the ring. Like, he's never gonna be Jeff Hardy.
His work in the ring is not the issue.
Yeah,
it's presentation and everything but the ring. That's the problem. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess the one thing, at least with him, is that as far as the other five went, name recognition-wise, he is much higher on the food chain.
Yeah.
Than Escobar, McIntyre... I don't know. Is Crime Time above him at this point? I would lean towards yes.
I don't know. Well, when it comes to crowd pop, I'd say yes. I mean, seriously, the most telling thing for Matt Hardy and what he should have been quivering wherever he was watching it, was when Jeff Hardy left and he goes, well, hey, Matt and I got Matt back on my side, and there's at least one Hardy on SmackDown. And the crowd just like, oh, yeah. They clap. Yeah, okay. The show over? All right, let's go. Yeah, I mean, if I'm mad, I'm like, oh, shit. You better start writing your own stuff to give the creative. I mean, he lost to Eric Escobar clean.
In 3 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that dud beat Matt Hardy. It's like, okay. So, but no, yeah. And then, yeah. So, I mean, there's really no point to this match. Okay, so we won the match. It doesn't mean your show's better. It's all about ratings and selling tickets, motherfucker. I mean, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
I guess that's my problem with all these matches. It doesn't matter who wins.
No. No, there's no real consequences to one team or the other. Like, really, the John Cena match only has half a consequence because it's against John Cena.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even the Miz and Morrison's not even a title for title match, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
There's no reason the Raw team, really, even with this incarnation, there's no reason the Raw team shouldn't just smack around the SmackDown team.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I'm calling the SmackDown team to win this. Because if you listened Friday, if you listen to Jericho talking, he didn't say it, but the way I took it, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, Big Show was actually on his side in this. And that's why he said, you know, they've kept him away from each other and Jericho hasn't verbally bashed him at all.
Yeah.
It's because I strongly think Big Show is on his side in this. And he's going to turn on his entire team at the most inopportune moment. No, I'm being dead serious. Because he said...
No,
he
I just... I'm not laughing at the idea or anything like that. I just like the delivery, because you kind of went at it like, you know, like a wrestling announcer would say it.
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry.
No, I think it fit perfectly.
But yeah,
you can just hear Michael Cole, oh my God, he turned on his team at the most inopportune time.
We'd have to say it, oh wow, he just turned on his team. Oh, shut up, Michael Mitchell. Still suck.
Can you believe that, King? No, I can't believe that.
No, I mean, I can, because Jericho said, and I wish I wouldn't have deleted SmackDown so I could have gotten the quote. I meant to write it down. He mentioned Big. He mentioned Mastermind. He mentioned he's got Magnificent or some sort of plan. And everything he was saying makes you think that, I mean, not that he's not the team he's assembled, because this was before he got the new team, but that he had something else in the works. And it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That Big Show, like DX, I mean, it's clear DX, one of the two guys from DX are going to pin somebody. I mean, why else are they in the match?
No, yeah.
But, I mean, I could honestly see...
Because, do we even know... Is this a only one pinfall?
Yeah, just one. All of them are like that. That's why it's not like Survivor Series. Yeah. So.
What a clusterfuck. Like, there are going to be so many people around the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're practically going to be able to punch each other in the
meantime.
Yeah,
I feel bad for whoever's on the Raw side of it, because you got Big Show and Mark Henry blocking your view. I mean, that's a lot of beef, man. So...
No kidding.
But no, and that's what I honestly think. Big Show's gonna do something, and at the end, like, DX would be ready to double super kick or whatever, like Chris Jericho, and Big Show just takes him and choke slams them both, and then Jericho pins one of them.
Yeah.
And that's and then you have your Cena, you know, John Cena Randy Orton match, and everyone goes home happy.
Yeah.
I am putting the Cena Orton match as the main event, the actual last match.
Oh, so. Yeah, there is no reason this atrocious one pinfall match should be the main event.
Too contrived, too long. It'll go way too long too. So.
Yep.
So we made it through this one without getting totally off track or saying it sucks. So.
No, we did say that on a fairly regular basis, but, you know, it was a lot because the hype just wasn't given enough time.
No. No, and if they would have made it for something.
Well, that, too.
but
yeah, like
other
hey,
than
you,
bragging rights,
you get a draft pick if your team wins or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Something like the guy that gets, or yeah, like you get to pick someone off the other team that doesn't lose in the pinfall or something, like, you know, someone that's good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, then it would have made everyone actually happy that they're in this match. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
whatever.
All right. Well, let's wrap this thing up before we go on too long. So.
Yeah, I think it's a good length.
Yeah. About 30 minutes. Not too bad. Maybe a little bit longer. So. All right. Well, I'm out. There's not going to be a review. We've given up on that concept because we all get disgusted at the end of pay-per-views and we all log off the messenger as soon as we can. As soon as that last E and buy is clicked and then enter, the next is followed by a click of the messenger. So, all right, so I'm out, and I will be on the next one, whenever that is.
Okie dokie. Well, Pitt's romping over South Florida, and unfortunately I haven't gotten to the gym yet, so I'm not going to celebrate with the Sippy Time beer yet, but that will be done tonight when I watch a good pay-per-view with the UFC. Out.